interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjon Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Fazari's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spiess, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Good evening, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you. We're here at Whitman College, the Sherwood Center Activity Center. We're in the Auxiliary Gymnasium. It's the 2011 C.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. And we've got a boys-girls DeSales doubleheader. Usually it's switched around, but in the tournament bracket, the boys will play first in the first of this three-day tournament. 16 teams, 8 schools, both boys and girls teams from each school. So it's a big tournament sponsored by D.A. Davidson, and the DeSales boys will tip off here in about 10 minutes or so against the Echo Cougars. The DeSales boys heading towards Christmas break into this Christmas Classic with a 3-2 record. The Echo Cougars are off to a great start in the 2011 portion of the 2011-2012 season. Under their head coach, Ben Campbell, they have an 8-1 record. This is game number 3 on the boys' tournament bracket. We'll be right back with pregame notes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Super One Foods isn't your typical grocery store. Hey, where else are you going to find bakers trained at the legendary Merchant's Bakery? If you remember those incredible cinnamon rolls, danishes, muffins, and artisan breads, once available only at Merchant's, come on into Super One Foods for a chance to enjoy them once again. And Super One's seafood department is renowned around these parts for freshness, selection, and expert help from food-smart employees to help you prepare a delicious meal. You'll also find fresh, Northwest-grown chickens from Draper Valley Farms at Super One. Come on in and see what else we have to offer. Super One Foods, 9th Street, Walla Walla.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live in the Auxiliary Gymnasium of the Sherwood Center's Activity Center on the college campus of Whitman College here in Walla Walla, Washington. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we're here at the D.A. Davidson 2011 Christmas Classic. And this is Game 3 of the boys' bracket, the Sales versus Echo. And in Game 4 of the boys' bracket, Stanfield will take on University Prep. In the final game in the boys' bracket, at 8 o'clock in the main gymnasium, and the DeSales Echo winner will play the winner of that Stanfield University Prep game. University Prep won the boys' version of this tournament handily last year. And this will be a boys-girls doubleheader. The Lady Irish will take on the Echo girls following this game, so it will be a doubleheader broadcast, flip-flopped, boys then girls, when it's normally the girls then the boys. As I mentioned in the opener, the Irish boys are 3-2 in the young season under head coach Alan Griffin. They've got an all-important league win under their belt, something they were unable to do last season, but they beat Liberty Christian in an early season league game. They beat Mackay recently last Monday, 61-33. Alan Griffin's team had their best offensive performance and their best defensive performance all in the same evening, beating the Pioneers 61-33. As I mentioned, the Echo Cougars, under their head coach Ben Campbell, are a very solid group. They are already playing their 10th game of the season. They are 8-1, only one loss for a very talented Echo Cougar club. Echo, Oregon, for those of you who aren't sure where that is, it's basically west of Pendleton, about 35, 40 miles, right on the Oregon Trail for you Northwest History Buffs. And they play in the 1A conference in Oregon, in the Big Sky conference. And looking at their roster, not a lot of height. So the Sales, who doesn't have possess much height either, should match up from a height standpoint with the Cougars. They have 1, 2, 3 seniors on their roster, so they're not a relatively overly experienced ball club, but their record at 8-1, it shows that they have had a lot of success early, and the DeSales boys will certainly be tested against that success. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the calendar or the bracket for the next couple days, how that looks, and the boys' schedule heading into the 2012 portion of the season. I'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. GISA Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is a great way for you to see what's happening at your local parish or Catholic school. Whether it's the Altar Society, the Catholic Daughters, the Knights of Columbus, or various parish ministries, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com will help you stay involved. If you have travel plans, use OurCatholicNeighborhood.com to learn more about the Catholic presence at your destination before your arrival. There are literally thousands of links to the internet-enabled Catholic world at OurCatholicNeighborhood.com. Start exploring today.
It's one of the best times of year to purchase a vehicle. It's Toyota-thon. We now have the inventory to make you some of the best deals of the year. Interest rates as low as 0% for 60 months and rebates up to $2,500. We pulled out all the stops to make this the biggest event ever. But Toyota-thon doesn't last long. Call or visit us today and get behind the wheel of a quality Toyota vehicle. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate Wallowa. Great people, great prices, and quality Toyotas. Everybody gets a great deal.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as the Blue Mountain officials, who are one of the team sponsors of this tournament, the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. Obviously, D.A. Davidson, under the direction of Bill Sleener, is the main driving force behind this tournament. But the Blue Mountain Officials Association has a big part of making sure this tournament financially runs smoothly, and they provide all the officials, obviously. Decker Haynes, Bill Box, and Casey Waddell will officiate. Casey, a former student of mine way back in the mid-90s at Pioneer Middle School. So it's fun to see him as a young man out here officiating these ball games. Tomorrow, the boys will play at either 7 p.m. or noon. Then the girls would play at 8:30 p.m. or 1:30. It is a bracket tournament. These are obviously non-league games. The boys and girls will have one more non-leaguer after this tournament before they start league play when the boys and girls go back to school on January 3rd in the new year. They will travel to Pomeroy, the girls at 6, the boys follow at 7:30. So 3 games in 3 days, and then next Tuesday when the boys and girls go back to school, we'll have another game. So busy schedule of games for the boys and girls. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A healthy cat can live a long time. Thanks to modern veterinary medical care, cats can live to be 15, even 20 years old. After cats reach 8 years of age, however, they are more susceptible to diseases associated with aging. Have your older cats examined at least once a year by your veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and they're announcing the starting lineups right now for the ball game. The Sales will be the designated home team for this contest. The Echo Cougars, 8-1 on the season, their head coach Ben Campbell, will start Trave Moffitt, a 6'1 junior, Brian Gutierrez, a 5'7 junior, Esau Ibarra, a 5'7 senior, Jeremy Cisneros, a 5'9 senior, and C.J. Flores, a 5'10 senior. They have one other senior on their roster, Glenn Swanger, a 6-footer, who comes off their bench. The Sales has a couple players missing from their roster. Spencer Cordero, who sees a lot of playing time, is in Arizona for Christmas break, and Arturo Martinez has taken a trip to Mexico during Christmas break. But the starting lineup for Coach Griffin is intact. Riley Roach, a 5'11 junior, will start. 7 points and 7 rebounds in the win over Mackay last Monday for Riley. Travis Hain, a 5'11 junior, will start. Nick Wales, a 6'2 senior, will start. Garrett Leahy, a 6'3 senior. Garrett will be the tallest player on the floor for either team. And Jeremiah Cox, a 5'9 junior, will start at point guard. A lot of balance and scoring for DeSales last Monday as they scored 61 points. No player was in double figures. Nick Wales and Garrett Leahy led the team with 9 points, 8 points for Cox, 7 for Fazari, 7 for Roach. So very balanced scoring attack for DeSales. Irish will be wearing their home white uniforms with the green trim and the gold numbers. Echo will be in the dark blue road uniforms with the white numbers and the yellow trim. And Wales controls the tip. Cox, who they'll work left to right from my vantage point here at courtside in the auxiliary gym. They've got an extra table set up. I'm flanked by Roy Alaya on my right of the Union Bulletin and the stack keepers from Echo on my left. There's a shot from the right corner by Wales. Won't go. Long rebound by the Cougars. Here they come the other way. They're going to go coast to coast. Missed the lane at the other end in traffic. Loose ball picked up by the Cougars. Second shot is up by Moffitt and in. And there's a sign of what the Cougars want to do. They want to run the floor. Esau Ibarra was the one who went coast to coast with that rebound and missed the lane, but Moffitt cleaned it up with the bucket. Cougars up 2-0 early on. Roach on the left wing with the ball. Holds it up high, swings it right wing to Wales. Looking for a cutter inside, nobody open. Up top key now to Cox. Man-to-man defense by the Cougars. Cox penetrates, kicks in the corner to Roach. Air ball on the way, 3. With the loose ball inside, picked up by Leahy and put in. So each team scores on an offensive rebound putback. The Irish show pressure. They get to Moffitt at half court. He pushes it up the right side in the front court. Will go all the way to the basket, misses the shot. Rebound inside by Cisneros. His putback won't go. So it looks like it's going to be an up-tempo ball game, and not having much of a scouting report on Echo, but it's pretty obvious to me that they like to run the floor. not capture that the sales foul is on, that Cisneros will shoot the left-handed free throw after the first one is no good. Sales foul was on. We'll check that in a moment. Cisneros hits the second one. Echo 3 to Sales 2. Echo man-to-man, one pressure. Cox working against C.J. Flores in the front court. Flores still battling with him. Cox passes the right wing to Hayne. Three on the way for Hayne. Off the elbow, go. Long rebound tipped out. Goes to Gutierrez. Gutierrez goes all the way, scoop to the hoop, won't go. Rebound on the offense by Flores. Flores has it stripped by Roach. So the Cougars, all three possessions, have had run down the floor lay-in attempts that have missed and been rebounded. And there's a wild pass by Cox that hits Wales in the back of the head and goes out of bounds. So an unforced turnover there, and Wales is going to sit down, and Darryl Galloway comes in. So Alan Griffin says, I want a younger, smaller, fresher guy. Wales has been battling illness against the speed of the Cougars. So Darryl Galloway, just a sophomore, he had 7 points against Mack High on Monday. Backside cut to Flores, inside double pump, stripped by Roach again. Flores gets it back. And now, top for the first time, the Cougars will set up the man-to-man offense and drive to the lane by Ibarra, and he lays it in. So much for the man-to-man set play. And behind the defense is Galloway. They throw the long pass to him. He lets the defense go by, and then he lays it in. So both teams very willing to run early. Fast-paced ball game. Echo up 5-4. They break the press to Ibarra. Ibarra in the front court gets it to Moffitt. Let's Roach go by, and then Moffitt lays it in. 7-4. Get back, says head coach Ben Campbell for Echo. Transition basketball, both teams running it. The Irish now in the half-court offense. Galloway will move to the right, pull up from 17. Backboard, nothing else. Shot was way long. Flores comes off with a loose ball. He'll head the other way. He pushes it all the way, scoops it inside to streaking Cisneros down the left wing. Cisneros lays it in. Echo out to an early 9-4 lead, 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Hayne down low to Galloway, gets a nice hit to Roach, he lays it in, he's fouled. Nice job by Darryl Galloway. Drove the left baseline, drew the help defense from the backside, Roach cuts to the basket, gets the score and the foul. I've got to pay attention to the fouls. It was on Gutierrez. And so Roach will try to complete the three-point play and pull the Irish within two. It's 9-6, now 9-7 as Riley completes the three-point play. Full court pressure. Get to Ibarra, ahead to Flores. Flores from the left side, misses the lay-in. Shot, tried to shoot it right-handed from the left side. Long rebound comes out to the Irish. Galloway will push it all the way to the right baseline. Kick out and out of Cox. Jeremiah looking at Flores. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Now right wing pass to Galloway. Galloway, little rocker step, now takes the dribble. Still on the dribble in the right wing. Gets a screen from Roach. Roach on the pick and roll, gets a shot up inside, blocked by Moffitt, right back to Roach, and Riley puts it in. Riley's got 5 early points, and the Irish have scored 5 in a row to tie it at 9. In the front court, it goes to Flores. Irish hustle back on defense, and the Cougars will set up the offense. Brian Gutierrez, a 5'7 junior, hands it off at the top of the key to Ibarra. He drives in, gives it to Moffitt on the left baseline, who puts it in. Trave Moffitt, a 6'1 junior, has 6 points. Pass quickly up court to Hayne. He dribbles in the right corner, hits the trailer guy. Leahy tries to come to a jump stop in the lane. He travels. Now Wales will check in for Hayne. 11-9. DeSales had their 5-point run stopped a moment ago. Moffitt comes out. T-R-E-V-E. That's how you spell his first name. I'm pronouncing it Trave. He's got 6 points to lead the Cougars in scoring. Ibarra drives in as it's lapped away by Wales. Loose ball picked up by Glenn Swanger. Swanger can't hit, gets his own rebound. He'll kick it out to Ibarra, and they'll reset. A lot of offensive rebounds early for the Cougars. There's a give-and-go backdoor cut to Ibarra. Slaps away and out of bounds by Galloway. Ibarra hit the high post player with his back to the basket, then cut immediately to the basket and got the pass back, but Galloway slapped it away. Swanger's got it now. Puts his shoulder down. Powers inside. Won't go. Rebound. Roach. Roach gets it off to Cox. Cox pass up court to Galloway. Galloway dribbles across the foul line area. Loses it. Gets it back. Finds Wales down low on the block. Wales tries to find some room inside. He's called for an offensive foul. It's just Cisneros. Good little flop action there. And both the fouls for the Irish have been called against Nick Wales, so early foul trouble for the 6'2 senior for the Irish. 3:22 to go, quickly played first quarter, Irish down 11-9. Emile LeConte goes to the scores table to check in. Hit down low to Swanger. It's partially blocked by Wales. Loose ball out to Flores, and he fires a three from the right corner. C.J. Flores, first bucket of the game, first three of the game. The Echo Cougars up 14-9. Inside to Wales. Wales turns and scores. Nice pass by Leahy. Broke down the defense. Hit Wales at the low post. Nick went up high, little baby hook shot to score. 14-11. Cougars with the ball and the lead. Ibarra between the leg dribble finds Cisneros in the lane. His shot off the mark won't go. He tries to follow his own shot and goes out of bounds. Sale's got to do a better job blocking out as the Echo Cougars have got a lot of offensive boards. Wales will sit down now as Emile LeConte checks in, a 5'10 sophomore. Roach comes out as well as Travis Hain comes back in. Riley sits down with 5 points, which leads the Irish in scoring. And Echo looks like they're pretty much a straight man-to-man team. They're going to pressure the ball into the front court and then play the man-to-man defense. Pass up to LeConte, 17-footer on the way, won't go. So Emil, first time he touches it, he puts a shot up. Cougars with the rebound and now in the front court to Flores. Up top now it goes to Gutierrez. Gutierrez, a 5'7 junior, dribbles to the right wing, picks up his dribble down the corner to Flores. He'll fire the three. He's got it. C.J. Flores has hit back-to-back threes from the same spot in the right corner, and the Cougars lead 17-11. Baseline drive by LeConte, finds a wide-open Travis Hain on the left baseline. Hain lays it in. Nice assist by LeConte. I think that was LeConte. I'm right here at courtside, and my view gets blocked quite a bit. Ibarra gets it down low to Enright, who's checked in the game. That's Dylan Enright, a 6-foot junior. He has his shot blocked. They get out to Emile LeConte. Emile has trouble handling the ball. He's called for the double dribble. High-scoring, fast-paced first quarter. Irish down 17-13. And C.J. Flores goes and stands in that right corner where he's hit back-to-back threes against the Irish defense. Irish playing a 2-3 zone right now, it looks like. Penetrated by Gutierrez, kicks out to Ibarra. Ibarra will back it up as they check the defense, kick in the corner to Flores. He'll drive this time on the right side, puts it up strong up the glass. Shot won't go, but he's fouled and will shoot a couple free throws. The foul's on Travis Hain, his first, third on the Irish. Joe Dean set to check in for DeSales. As is Cameron Richmond. Flores hits the free throw, so Flores has scored the last 7 points for DeSales. Cameron Richmond also checks in for DeSales. Up off the senior varsity team, and Flores hits them both. So Flores has now scored the last 8 points for the Cougars, and they lead it 19-13. So Richmond, Dean, LeConte, Hain, and Galloway on the floor for DeSales right now. LeConte and Richmond, their first varsity action of the season, as a couple of DeSales players are on Christmas trips, Cordero and Arturo Martinez, and then Paul Elmeners is the sprained ankle that he's trying to recover from. Galloway has his shot blocked from behind on the drive. The Cougars get the loose ball and will come into front court now. Pass inside, slapped away by Richmond. Loose ball picks up by Galloway. Galloway will dribble into the right corner with it. Now gives it further into the corner to Dean. Dean will shoot the 17-footer, won't go. Rebound to Ibarra. Ibarra wants to push it. Irish hustle back on defense. Pass down low goes to Enright. Enright trying to back in. His double team kicks it out to Ibarra. Three on the way. Ibarra's got it. The third three-pointer by the Cougars, and they lead 22-13. The Sales defense gave up just 33 points against Mackay on Monday. Last Monday, they've already given up 22 here. LeConte drives in. He scores. He's fouled. Emile LeConte strong to the basket, and the foul was on Swanger. So Emile LeConte gets his first varsity points of his career on a nice drive to the basket. With 26 seconds to go in the first quarter, the Irish are down 22-15. Emile hits the free throw. So the Sales offensively doing a nice job, but defensively they're having a hard time with Echo. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Echo will bring it up court. Pass inside, stolen by Galloway. Galloway throws it ahead of the pack to Richmond, who catches it on the run, can't finish. LeConte tries to follow, and Enright takes it away from LeConte. 5 seconds left. Ibarra sees the clock. He's shaking big moves. Fine Flores on the baseline. Double pump scores at the buzzer. Well, the Echo Cougars came into this game. It was an 8-1 record, and they can put the points on the board. They lead it 24-16 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Prepare to have your car buying experience redimensioned. Joe Klein at McCurley Integrity Dealerships can get you the wheels of your dreams with a simple phone call. Whether new or used, whether it's for personal, business, or commercial use, and whether it's Isuzu, Mercedes, Chevy, Subaru, Cadillac, or Honda, give Joe Klein a chance to show you how easy it can be to buy a car through McCurley's fleet side. The money and time you'll save will astound you. Call Joe Klein today at 366-5159. That's 366-5159.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Echo will start the second quarter with the basketball. A buzzer beating lay in by C.J. Flores. His 10th point of the game. And then the Cougars will miss a shot inside on their first possession. Ball's loose. Ibarra comes up with it, but he's standing on the end line. Full court pressure. 1-2-2 zone press to start the second quarter. Galloway tries to split the double team as it's stripped by Cisneros. Gets it to Moffitt, who's checked back in. Moffitt's shot won't go. Flores gets the rebound. He'll back it out. Now he gets it to Ibarra. Ibarra pass inside right to Riley Roach. The Sales played the passing lanes nightly. Jeremiah Cox will bring in the front court pass. The corner goes to Galloway. Back to Cox. Wide open from 8 feet, he banks it in. Galloway, Hayne, Cox, Leahy, and Roach on the floor for DeSales. Ibarra, Cisneros, Moffitt, Flores, and Cisneros. The group that started the game for the Echo Cougars is on the floor. Brian Gutierrez will run the offense from the top of the key. Stripped by Cox. Jeremiah's going to go the other way and lay it in. Jeremiah Cox, after not scoring in the first quarter, the 5'9 junior has the first 4 points of the second quarter for the Irish, and it's a 24-20 ball game. The Sales have scored the first 4 points of the second quarter. Pass right wing to Flores. Three on the way. He's got it. C.J. Flores has 13 points. There's a pass against the press stolen by Cisneros, and he misses the lane, but he's fouled. Echo has a very good offensive team. They like to run the floor, they attack the offensive glass, and they can hit the three. Foul was on Roach, his first. The first free throw is missed by Cisneros. The other is. Yeah, Roach is number three. 6-4, we had a little confusion over who number three for DeSales was. That was Riley Roach, the guilty party. 4 fouls on DeSales. And Cisneros hits the second free throw. The 5'9 senior is 2-for-4 at the line. Full court pressure has given the Irish some trouble. Joe Dean is in the game now, as is Cameron Richmond. Pass the middle to Leahy, knocked away by Cisneros. To Moffitt, to Flores, back to Moffitt, and Moffitt scores it. And timeout, Alan Griffin. 30-20, the Sales trails it. Having trouble with the speed of the Cougars. 6:24 to go in the half. Irish down 30-20. We'll be right back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Still, the DeSales Irish boys a little bit shorthanded, playing a very fast and experienced Cougar team with an 8-1 record. That's the Echo Cougars. And they've been out rebounding 16-6 unofficially early in the game, including 7 offensive rebounds. Cameron Richmond goes baseline, has his shot blocked. Cougars got it, have it in front court, holding the ball now deep on the left wing is Brian Gutierrez. Backside cut to Cisneros, wide open on the baseline, lays it in. Riley Roach got caught there at the ball, and Cisneros went right behind him. Gutierrez hit him with a nice pass. Irish down 32-20. There's a pass out front, gets away from Dean. Joe gets it back now, right wing to Leahy. Left wing pass to Hain. Hain fires a 3. It's short, rebound by Moffitt. All blue shirts underneath. The Cougars have the rebounding game figured out. They know how to attack the glass on offense, and they know how to block out at the defensive end. Ibarra drives in, thanks in a lane, and scores it. Esau Ibarra has 7. There's a pass in the front court, tipped out of bounds by Brian Gutierrez. Now, the 8-1 record for the Cougars is certainly justified. There's not much hype on this club, but boy, they are fast, and they rebound as well with their quickness, overcoming their lack of height. Roach, long cross-court pass for Hain, tip, and Hain gets it. Now top to Richmond. Richmond fires a 3. He's got it. Cameron Richmond, the Irish freshman, gets his first varsity points. 34-23. Irish down 11 now. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. First half, excuse me. Pass inside by the Cougars. Tips. Irish come up with a loose ball. Roach gets it to Joe Dean. Joe in the front court. Stops the key. Has his pass tipped away from him. It goes right to Riley Roach in the left corner. Roach tries baseline, passes right corner out of Richmond. Richmond on the drive, pass down low to Leahy. Leahy trying to find some room, puts a tough shot up off the glass, won't go. Rebound Cisneros, gets it off to Ibarra. One shot only for DeSales. Now Gutierrez has got it. He gets it to Ibarra. Ibarra inside to Cisneros. Cisneros travels. Stepped right, spun left. Too many steps. The Cougars will show full court pressure, which has given the Irish a lot of trouble. In the first quarter, it was man-to-man pressure. In the second quarter, it's been a zone press. The Irish break up the left sideline to Roach. His pass in the middle for Richmond, stolen by Gutierrez, but right, he saves it inbounds right to Hain, who misses the shot. Rebound to Barra. Pass in the corner, ball's loose. Cisneros gets it from a save by Trave Moffitt, who is jumping out of bounds with it, and the Cougars will try to use Moffitt's hustle to get a bucket in their half-court offense. And a pass knocked out of bounds by Richmond. Shot clock will reset, they say, because it's a kicked ball. It only resets if it's kicked intentionally. Apparently it was. So some substitutions. Nick Wales is back in, as is Emil LeConte for the Irish. Galloway comes in as well. There's a pass for Flores. Goes through his hands, but Moffitt runs down the loose ball. Flores has cooled off a teeny bit. He's got 13 points, but hasn't scored for a while. There's a pass inside by Gutierrez, stolen by Wales. Good defense by Nick Wales inside. He gets it to Galloway. Galloway wants to push it right wing to Hain. Travis. They'll give him the 3, but he won't shoot it. Now on cross-court for it, pass to Galloway. Down low to Leahy. Leahy double-teamed inside, and he's fouled. Moffitt wanted a travel call, but he had... They called a holding call on Cisneros, his first, third on the Cougars. Get inbound to LeConte on the inbound. He's fouled going up to the basket. Foul's going to be called on C.J. Flores, his first. Each team with 4 first-half fouls. It was a shooting foul, so Emil LeConte, the 5'10 sophomore, had 3 first-quarter points, misses the first free throw. Emil LeConte, Joe Dean, and K. Cameron Richmond all getting their first varsity experience. I look down the Irish bench, and Adam Eskall is also in uniform. LeConte misses both free throws. Irish down 34-23. Luke Pizzari has not played. Luke is in uniform, a 5'10 junior. Usually either starts or is the first guy at the bench, but so not sure what's going on with Luke in this ball game. Brian Gutierrez, 5'7 junior for the Cougars, backs it out, gets it to Moffitt. Now they swing it to Ibarra. Sales playing the zone defense. Ibarra drives left side, kicks it in the corner for Cisneros off his hands. Cisneros was cut into the basket. Ibarra threw it to the corner. So a turnover on Echo. And things have, the pace of the game has slowed down a little bit. And I know Coach Griffin likes to run with his guys, but I think against the Cougars, the half-court game might be better off. Inside it goes to Leahy. He can't finish as the Cougars have switched to his own defense. Garrett had a nice look from about 5 feet, just couldn't finish the shot. Gutierrez will back it out now. And he pulls up from 17, air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Leahy of the Sale. Tough to rebound those air balls sometimes. You block out, you're anticipating the carom, and then when it comes right at you, it's hard to adjust sometimes. This shot clock reset on the air ball shouldn't have, but it did. That is a shot missed on the inbound by Moffitt, rebound by Leahy. Leahy ahead to Galloway. to LeConte, who got away with the travel to get the ball loose to Galloway, and then Wales, trapped underneath, tries to throw it outside, but it goes off the back of the rim. And now we've got a scrum for the ball as Moffitt brings in the front court and loses his footing and a turnover. So it's a little bit ragged right now, and head coach Ben Campbell stands up off the Cougar bench and says, just slow it down a little bit. So DeSales has weathered the storm a little bit as the Cougars scored 8 quick points to start this quarter. They've only scored 2 since. There's a miss by the Irish. Outlet pass quick to a streaking Brian Gutierrez, who lays it in for his first basket. 36-23, Echo with the 13-point lead now. Galloway drives in. He's double-teamed underneath. Stopped right under the basket, tried to get some room and travel. Darrell did a nice job breaking down the defense, but chose to pick up his dribble right underneath the basket, which didn't give him a chance to do much. 1:46 to go in a quickly played first half. The Sales down 36-23. The Irish, after scoring 16 first-quarter points, have scored just 7 in this second period. They've held Echo to 12 points after giving up 24 in the first quarter. Enright, who's in the game for the Cougars now, has the ball at the right elbow. Now he kicks it back out to Ibarra. Now, I keep saying the shot clock is resetting. Well, the shot clock isn't working. So I only look up at it after a missed shot or a kicked ball, and it always has said 35, so that shows how slow I am on the update. Shot clocks are on top of the baskets here in the auxiliary gymnasium. The one to my right is blank. The one to my left is stuck on 35. As I babble about that, the Cougars turn it over, and the Irish will walk it into front court after the Cougars knocked it out of bounds. Payne at the top of the key holds the ball overhead looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Kicks in the corner to Galloway. Down the baseline to LeConte. He's double-teamed. And his pass across the lane is tipped out of bounds by Echo. So I'm not sure what they're doing about the shot clock, but the pace of this game, I don't think it's going to be a factor. Galloway and LeConte are going to sit down. Roach and Cox check back in. Jeremiah Cox, 5'9 junior, had a nice start to this quarter. A bucket and then a steal and a lay-in to score the first 4 points of the quarter, but a three-pointer by Cameron Richmond, the only other Irish points in this quarter. So Cox scores 4 in the first minute of the quarter, and the Irish have been in a long dry spell. And they're trying to lob it across the top against this Cougar zone. In the corner goes to Cox. He'll fire the 3. It's an air ball. Flores picks it out of the air. Goes between the legs with the dribble. Now gets it to Ibarra. So Flores just showing off a little bit there. Gets it up to Swanger. Glenn Swanger, 6-foot senior, goes baseline as it knocked out of bounds. And C.J. Flores asking for play number 2 from his coach, and he says, okay. Cameron Richmond checks in for Lee. So I'm guessing Flores is going to be option number one on this inbound play. Instead, they go to Enright underneath. His shot won't go. Rebound, Wales. Wales gets it to Richmond. Ahead to Hayne. Hayne puts a 12-footer up over Flores. And he's got it. Nice shot by Travis Hayne. A little pump of the fifth. Good transition basket by the Irish. 36-25 Echo. We're down to 5 seconds to go in the half. In the corner goes to Flores. Blocked by Hayne. Flores gets it back. Drives in. That's going to be the end of the quarter. So Travis Hayne, the 5'11 junior for the Irish, hits a bucket over Flores and then goes the other way and blocks his shot. We played through half of this ball game, and the DeSales boys down 36-25 to a very good Echo Cougar ball club. We'll be right back at 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710. And on Facebook or W2Trans.com.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
With Community Bank, you'll not only get the best service in town, you also get access to electronic conveniences like online banking with e-statements. You can get account balances, view check images, and receive statements with just a few clicks. With e-statements, you'll be saving paper, but best of all, it can help reduce fraud by reducing paper mail. So why fuss with all that paper when you don't have to? Talk to your local branch to start enjoying an easier, greener, and safer way of banking.
Community Bank, local money working for local people. Member FDIC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, it's been a quick pace to the first half of this boys high school basketball game at the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic here in Sherwood Center on the campus of Whitman College. Hope you're enjoying your Christmas holiday. Merry Christmas to all of you. First day of a three-day tournament, and the Echo Cougars, not knowing much about them other than the fact that they're 8-1 coming in, and they are a fast-paced, move-it-up-and-down-the-court ball club. And it was a very fast-paced first quarter. Alan Griffin's DeSales guys a little bit shorthanded tonight, hanging in there in the first quarter, down 24-16. And C.J. Flores, 5'10 sophomore for Echo, scored 10 first-quarter points. But the Irish stuck with the Cougars, and then Jeremiah Cox scored the first 4 points of the second quarter to get the Irish within 4 points. But then DeSales went on a long drive spell throughout the quarter. Cameron Richmond, freshman off the Irish bench, did hit a three-pointer midway through the quarter. So the bad news for DeSales, only 9 offensive points in that second quarter after scoring 16 in the first quarter. The good news is, they slowed the Cougars down, cut their production in half to 12 points after scoring 24 in the first quarter. The Irish down 11 at the half, 36-25. We'll come back in a moment with a look at the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic bracket and a look ahead to next year's schedule for the Irish girls and boys. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call Total Comfort today. You can save up to $3,100 in rebates and tax credits on a qualifying Lennox home comfort system. Hi, I'm Maureen from Total Comfort Solutions, and there has never been a better time to update your home heating system. A new heating system from Total Comfort Solutions could save you hundreds on your utility bills. And for a limited time, you could receive $3,100 in rebates and tax credits. Call 525-4868 for your free in-home comfort consultation.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Hassle-free, pressure-free, worry-free. Since 1950, these three statements have described the way Dale Graves does business. Hassle-free because they simply don't allow it. Pressure-free because high pressure is not the way to do business. And worry-free because their award-winning service department backs up all their sales. Others may make these claims. Dale Graves has been the dealership of choice for over 60 years. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, a tradition of satisfaction since 1950. South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half here at the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic in the boys' division. The Irish boys down 36-25 at the half against the 8-1 Echo Cougars of Echo, Oregon. Other teams in the boys' bracket, Liberty Christian and Weston McEwen played the first game of the tournament. Weston McEwen won 65-54, pulled away late in that one. Valley Christian was all over Seton Catholic. Valley Christian, a 2B school out of Spokane. Seton Catholic out of Vancouver, Washington, is a school that's only in their second year of existence. And Valley Christian, they had some height. They had 6'7", 6'4", 6'3", in their starting lineup, and they were all over Seton Catholic, 67-38. And then in the nightcap in the boys' bracket, it'll be Stanfield, Oregon versus University Prep out of Seattle. University Prep won the boys' half of this tournament last year. In the girls' side of the bracket, Valley Christian beat Seton Catholic 51-29, and Weston McEwen outlasted Liberty Christian 59-50. And a game going on right now in the main gym. Stanfield's girls are taking on University Prep's girls, and after this boys' game, the girls will, for DeSales, will take the floor for the first time in this tournament against the Lady Cougars of Echo. So normally, we have girl-boy doubleheaders. Tonight, it's a boy-girls doubleheader. And we had a single game last Monday as the Irish girls traveled to Benton City and the boys were home against Mackay. The boys won at home. The girls lost on the road to County Benton. After Christmas break, the Irish girls and boys will travel to Pomeroy for one more non-leaguer on Tuesday, January 3rd, before hosting Asotin in a league game January 7th. And that will start 6 straight league games for DeSales. So they get in the meat of their league schedule after Christmas break. But they do start the new year on the road at Pomeroy in a non-leaguer, girls to tip off at 6, boys to follow. We'll be right back with the halftime stats and second half action. The Irish boys down 36-25 to the Echo Cougars on 100.7 FM KHSF.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Cemex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like-new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, both teams have come out of the locker room areas here at Sherwood Center and are huddling up with their coaches. Actually, Echo, I looked out of their bench. The only guy out there is C.J. Flores. Well, he might be all they need. The 5'10 sophomore leads all scorers with 13 points. Other scorers for Echo, 8 points for Trave Moffitt, 7 for Utah Ibarra, 6 for Jeremy Cisneros, and 2 for Brian Gutierrez. Scoring for DeSales, 2 points for Darryl Galloway, 2 for Garrett Leahy, 2 for Nick Wales, 3 for Cameron Richmond, 3 for Emil LeConte, both those players getting their first varsity action, 4 for Travis Hayne, 4 for Jeremiah Cox, and Riley Roach, 5 points leads DeSales in scoring, all in the first quarter. And so same old story offensively for the Irish. You get a lot of bounce, a lot of guys putting points on the board, but not one guy who can really take over and provide some significant offensive punch. We're underway in the second half. The Sales will start with the ball, working to my left in front of the Irish bench. Riley Roach will dribble the drop the key and get it off to Hayne on the right wing. Hayne, Wales, Leahy, Cox, and Roach, the group that started the game. Swing it over to Cox. Cox fires the three. Won't go. Long rebound. Roach got it. He'll kick it out to Hayne, and the Irish will reset. Up top goes to Wales. The first half, transition baskets by the Cougars and offensive rebounds. At one point, they are out-rebounding the Irish 16-6 with 7 offensive rebounds. Did not get any halftime rebounding stats to pass along to you. I'll try to get somebody to let me know. Hayne, after I remember the shot clock, I told you it's not working. And this has been a long possession. Hayne will shoot a 17-footer. He's got it. Now, the only other thing I can think of is that in Oregon, they don't use a shot clock. Maybe they agreed not to use it. I don't know. Hayne, it's the first bucket of the second half, though. He's got 6, and the Irish are down by 9. Long shot by Gutierrez. Won't go. Long rebound to Cox. Jeremiah looks to run. Nothing there. Now he slows it up. Wales on the left wing. Give and go pass for Cox. Too high for him. Falls loose. Ticked out of there by Cisneros. Cisneros all the way, goes all the way for the lane, won't go. Rebound Wales. Wales to Cox. Now, in the first quarter, they would miss those lanes, and then somebody get the offensive rebound for Echo and put it in. That time, Wales cleared the board. So the Irish down by 9. The closest they've been since being within 4 at the outset of the second quarter. But the Cougars quickly jumped it up to double digits and have kept it there. Up top, Cox passes to Leahy. Now left winger to Wales. Wales looks inside, now dribbles in the lane, turning, running shots, and air ball will go out of bounds. Nick Wales is not much of an offensive threat for the Irish. He's a big athletic kid, but just not much touch around the basket. And Alan Griffin, not pleased with what the white-shirted players on the floor are doing. He's going to put what he can, got 4 players coming in. Leahy, Wales, Roach, and Cox are going to sit down. LeConte, Dean, and Richmond come in. And for the first time in a varsity game, Adam Eskel, a 5'8 sophomore, checks in. Gutierrez to Flores. Richmond on Flores. Flores with those 13 first half points on 3 3-pointers, a 2-pointer, and a 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Gutierrez with a down low to Cisneros. Gets the player in the air, puts it up strong, he's fouled. Nice entry pass by Gutierrez to Cisneros. The foul is on Galloway, his first. Each team committed 4 fouls in the first half. Nick Wales with 2 fouls is the only player for either team with more than 1. Cisneros' left-handed free throw is good. Echo was 4-6 in the first half. They're now 5-7 and have their lead back up to 10 points. At 37-27. And Cisneros hits both free throws. 38-27. Galloway will push it into front court. Man-to-man defense by Echo. They put a little bit of zone, but mostly man-to-man. Galloway straight away, 17-footer, won't go. Flores with the rebound. Cougars want to push it. Flores all the way to the top of the key. Richmond pushes him off to the right. Nice job stopping the dribble by Cameron Richmond. Out top to Ibarra. Got a whistle and a push foul out front by Darryl Galloway. So Darryl's picked up a couple of quick fouls. Fouls on Darryl Galloway, his second in a row. Lob pass on the inbound to Gutierrez. He's got it but can't finish it. And Adam Eskel clears the board and comes the other way with it. His pass out front stolen away by Gutierrez. Gutierrez will try again. This time he makes the lay-in. Brian Gutierrez, a 5'7 junior with the steal in the lay-in. And Echo up 40-27 now. Galloway goes behind the back to get away from Gutierrez and has to sail to that court. Now to Richmond. Richmond on the drive gets it to baseline to Dean. Dean and kicks it out to Lacoste. Lacoste for three off the front iron at Flores with the rebound. Here comes Cisneros. Cisneros drives in and scores from the left side. Six in a row for the Cougars. Timeout on the floor. 42-27. DeSales is down with 4:38 to go, third quarter on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
At Super One Foods, we know that the two biggest things on your mind when you arrive are how quickly you can get your shopping done and how much money will be in your pocket when you walk out the door. That's why we work so hard to present you with an enjoyable one-stop shopping experience that saves you time and money and has you leaving with a smile on your face. Stop by our meat department for specialty cuts for carne asada, as well as Painted Hills USDA Choice All-Natural Beef and St. Helens USDA Choice Beef, premium, grain-fed, and raised right here in the Northwest. Super One Foods, we set the standard.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Alan Griffith is going to stay with the lineup that was on the floor. Some unusual combinations of players. I expected a little bit of it from DeSales with Spencer Cordero, a player that normally is kind of the sixth man. He's in Arizona for Christmas break. And Arturo Martinez, who really doesn't play much, he's gone to Mexico. But the Irish definitely changing up the lineups, giving some of the younger players a chance to play. No JV games over the break, so Coach Griffin and his assistants, Adam Driver, Cesar Lopez, trying to give the Irish boys a chance, junior varsity players, some chance to play. There's a push foul on the Echo Cougars on Ibarra. That's Ibarra's first. First foul of the second half on Echo. Pass the lane to Galloway. Shot won't go. Rebound out of there by Gutierrez. Gutierrez the other way to Cisneros. Back to Gutierrez off his hand out of bounds. So the Cougars got going a little too fast there. But speed is their game. And they did a good job of forcing 10 DeSales turnovers, committed 12 of their own. The big stat, the Cougars out-rebounded DeSales unofficially in the first half, 25-9. I've got those for you now. C.J. Flores, a 5'10 sophomore with five boards, and Esau Ibarra, a 5'7 senior with five. So those two players, a 5'10 player and a 5'7 player, single-handedly out-rebounded the sale. So on the turnover a moment ago by the Cougars gives Alan Griffin a chance to put his starting group back in the ballgame. So definitely a line change for the Irish. And there's a pass inside stolen by Cisneros. Pass ahead, palming the basketball, called on Cisneros before he passed it. Another Cougar turnover. So they've turned it over in transition their last two possessions. And when you want to run all the time, that will happen sometimes. And Ben Campbell, I'm sure, will live with those mistakes. The head coach for Echo, an 8-1 record for Echo going into this ballgame. And they lead by 15 points right now with 3:39 to go third quarter. Gutierrez shadowing Jeremiah Cox. I'm sure Alan Griffin just wants his guys to compete hard regardless of the score, work on things, get themselves better and get ready for league play next year or next week, whichever you want to, way you want to look at it. There's a lob bounce pass inside, stolen by the Cougars, quickly the other way. A bar to Flores. Flores lays it in. Flores' first points of the second half. He's got 15 now. 44-27. A steal turned into a basket at the offensive end by the Cougars. Hayne dribbles by Ibarra. Gets in the lane, picks up his dribble, drags his pivot foot, and that's the sales kind of their thing. They make some plays offensively, but just don't have that fluidity, if I said that word right. It's just not smooth enough to finish. Ibarra will push it all the way to the right elbow after the inbound in the corner to Flores for three. Off the end, we'll go rebound to Riley Rowe. I'll let the Cox. Cox, long cross-court pass to Hayne. Hayne will fire a quick three. It's off Animal Grove, but he gets follows the shot, gets his own rebound, puts it up, blocked by Moffitt, saved by Moffitt, right to Leahy. He has his shot blocked. Hayne's got it. He puts it up. He's fouled. Garrett Leahy at 6'3", was rejected by Brian Gutierrez, who's listed at 5'7". These guys have the hops. And that Cougar foul... catch who is off, but Hayne is the beneficiary of it. Travis hits the free throw. Travis is the only player for DeSales who scored here in the second half. He has all three of DeSales' points. Ashdown 44-28 with 2:40 to go now in the third quarter. Travis's second free throw is in and out, stays out, rebound by Swanger. That's Glenn Swanger, 6-foot seniors, checked in for the Cougars. Also in is Dalton Hughes for the first time, 5'11 sophomore, brings it to the front court. They pass it around the horn. It's slapped away from Flores by Hayne. So Ben Campbell going to his bench somewhat now, as Alan Griffin went deep into his bench early. The one guy I haven't mentioned is Luke Fazzari, the 5'10 junior, who plays a lot for DeSales. He's in uniform but has not yet played in this game. And Swanger gets caught in the air in the lane and comes down with the ball and travels. Full court zone press by the Cougars. 2-2-1 zone press. Now looks like straight man as they shift around, and now they'll just shadow pressure the ball as Cox brings in the front court, goes behind his back with Gutierrez working him. Only two seniors play a lot for the Cougars, so they're a relatively young team, but a very fast team. And they lead it 44-28. 2 minutes to go in the third. Irish running a weave offense right now, trying to find some cutters. Now Jeremiah Cox dribbles to the elbow, breaks down the defense, kicks out to Hayne. Hayne's three-pointer off the glass, misses the rim, though. Swanger's got it, long pass ahead to Flores. Flores will dribble between the legs out top and just let the offense set up. He's a mature-looking sophomore, and he's a gym rat-type player. There's a pass to Moffitt. Now low it goes to Gutierrez. It's slapped away by Cox. Cox has a loose ball, hits the other way, gets it to Leahy in the lane to Wales. Wales too strong with the lay-in tip, and Flores has got it. He comes the other way, pushing against the white shirts, and now he'll back it out. Flores just kind of smiled for that. I could have taken that one-on-four, but we'll back it out. Now Gutierrez has his pass tipped by Cox, stolen by Wales. Wales to Hayne. Wales tried to pass it to Jeremiah Cox, but Jeremiah wasn't looking. I think he took a shot in the chops and was kind of shaking that off. And here comes five white shirts to the scorer's table for the Irish. Down low to Wales, pass in the corner for Leahy, loose the handle and can't save it. So a line change for the DeSales boys with 1:01 to go in the third quarter. Galloway, Dean, Eskel, LeConte, and Richmond in. Richmond a freshman. LeConte, Galloway, and Eskel all sophomores, and Dean a junior. Drives the hoop by Gutierrez. He and Dean collide. That's going to be a foul on Joe Dean. Joe's first. Third foul on the Irish here in the second half. And Gutierrez will shoot two free throws. And Alan Griffin having a little bit of a conversation, a half-court with Jeffrey Hayne about that call. I think Coach Griffin felt that Gutierrez was out of control and kind of went out of bounds on his own, and they said, no, it was contact by Joe Dean. Ibarra sets to check in, but it's for the shooter, Brian Gutierrez. left-handed free throws up, and it's off the mark. So Gutierrez will stay in the game as he misses both free throws. Richmond clears the boards, now gets it to Galloway. Galloway finds Dean wide open underneath. Now he gets it to LeCompte. LeCompte puts it up, won't go. Gets his own rebound, puts it up again. He's fouled. Nice job by O'Neal LeCompte. And a good job, too, by Joe Dean. Joe is generously listed at 5'7". He's standing right next to Brian Gutierrez, who's also listed at 5'7", and Gutierrez will lead us a couple inches taller than Joe. But anyway, Joe got trapped underneath, triple team, found the way to get the ball to LeCompte, and then LeCompte works real hard on the offensive board to get the ball back after he missed it. Now he hits the free throw. Irish are down 44-29. Again, an echo foul, and I forgot to pay attention to who it was on. LeCompte misses the second one, and Esco and Flores go after the rebound. It's out of bounds, actually off Moffitt, they say. Anyway, Esco's hustle forces the Cougars to lose it out of bounds. Ashland went down the left corner to Dean. Dean looking inside, nobody open, dribbles to the right elbow. Now they Esco in the corner to Galloway. His long shot, an air ball goes right to Moffitt. Moffitt brings it into front court. Now up top it goes to Ibarra. He'll hold the ball and set the offense. Down to 25 seconds to go in the first third quarter. Driving shot by Hughes. His putback won't go, and then the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Echo. 14.2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Inbound, it goes to Cameron Richmond. Richmond will push it across the timeline. Flores knocks it away from him. Dalton's got it. Ahead to Ibarra. Ibarra checks the clock. He'll go up and lay it in. So a steal by the Cougars. Now Ibarra steals the inbound but can't throw it up at the end of the quarter. And that's the Echo Cougars for you. Transition baskets, defense to offense baskets off of steals, and they open it up on the Irish leading 46-29 with 8 minutes left on 100.7 FM KHSF.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now, the Sales ran with the Cougars for a quarter. Down 24-16 after 8 minutes. The Sales, a very respectable 16-point first quarter. They've scored just 13 points since then, including just one field goal and 4 points in the third quarter for Alan Griffin's DeSales Irish boys. So the offense has gone in the tank, and the Cougars have been a very ordinary 12 points and 10 points since their 24-point first quarter. They run a set play off the second half inbound and get to Glenn Swanger for his first basket, and they've blown their lead out to 19 points at 48-29 on the first possession of the fourth quarter. Riley Roach up top in the corner to Jeremiah Cox. The group that started the game is back in there for the sales. Cox corner up top to Roach. Roach high between the circles. Will dribble to the right wing. Now up top goes to Jeremiah Cox. Man-to-man defense by the Cougars. Left wing pass to Hain. Looking inside, nobody open. The Cougars really sagging off the sales. The Irish have not hit a three-pointer in this ball game. Hain, the one guy who can do it, he's got 7 points, which leaves the Irish in scoring. Now to Roach. Remember, no shot clock being used in this ballgame. Not sure if it's because the clock doesn't work or because they're playing it by Oregon shot clock rules. Long jumper by Roach won't go. Rebound, Cougars. Ibarra will bring it to front court. Nobody picks up Ibarra. He drives all the way in the lane, goes around Leahy and scores it. Nobody picked up Ibarra. He dribbled at the top of the key. Guy said, okay, when you guys want to come and guard me, nobody did. And so Ibarra went in and laid it in. Breakdown defensively by the Irish. Ibarra has 11 points, becoming the second Cougar in double figures. Third Cougar in double figures, excuse me. Kane out top, a long three, and that won't go. Flores gets the long rebound. He pushes it up the left side. And now he'll slow it down. Nobody picks him up. He won't take the three. He's kind of a fun kid to watch. He looks like he could just do whatever he wants. He says, I think we'll just run our half-court offense right now. They get the Swanger, 15-footer from the foul line, won't go. Rebound Wales. And here comes the fresh white shirts for the Irish, as Coach Griffin, his wholesale substitutions have been the key here. And there's the Roach on the drive, knocked away by Flores. Gets it to Ibarra, to Flores, to Dalton, and Dalton, actually, that's Dalton Hughes. Hughes, a 5'11 sophomore off the Cougar bench, gets his first basket of the game. 52-29, the 8-1 Echo Cougars really putting it on the Irish right now. 5:32 to go in the ballgame. In the left corner, can't see who's got it. That's Jeremiah Cox. He passes the baseline, slapped away by Swagger. Swagger, loose ball, saves it in bounds to Leahy. Now the ball's loose and out of bounds again. And this time it's off the blue shirts. So five in, five out. So it's LeConte, Richmond, Dean, Eskel, and Galloway in the ballgame now for DeSales. 5:19 to go, Irish down 52-29. Eskel drives baseline, cut off, passes it, tipped away. Flores has got it. Flores gets it to Gutierrez. He surveys the floor. Now he'll slow it down high near the half-court circle. He picks up his dribble, lobs it down low for that Enright, who kicks it out. Now they swing it over to Flores. Flores, he just got that smile on his face. Yeah, I'm just going to pass the ball around. He did his damage early. 13 first-half points. There's a wild shot missed by Gutierrez. Rebound by Galloway. Galloway puts the shoulder down, drives all the way to the basket. Can't finish, so Enright's got the rebound on the miss. Nice drive by Darrell. No finish. 4:34 to go in the contest. Bounce pass to the elbow. The Swagger backside cut. Flores, he'll lay it in. Caught the ball at the elbow with his back to the basket. The Sales got caught looking at the ball. Flores, a nice backdoor cut. Nice pass by Swagger. And Flores has scored in every quarter. He's got 17 points. Dean is trapped on the baseline, has it stolen away. Swagger's got it. Now to Gutierrez, and he'll walk it into front court. So, obviously, to me, Echo likes to run, but right now, with the game in hand, Ben Campbell having his team work the half-court offense, and they find a wide-open Dylan Enright underneath, and five baskets for the Cougars by five different players here in the fourth quarter. Balance of execution and scoring for the Cougars, and then there's an unforced turnover as Adam Eskel went to pass it to Joe Dean and then decided not to, but he lost it out of bounds. And the Sales is just walking back, thinking, when's this going to end? It's a tough first game after Christmas break, and now Ben Campbell wants to get another reserve in the ballgame, so he's going to call timeout. 3:36 to go in the ballgame. The Sales down 56-29 when we come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
All eight Echo Cougars have been in the game and scored, and the Echo Stat girls to my left are excited because Jacob Marstega, 5'9" freshman, has checked in. That's, I think, why Ben Campbell called the timeout, wanted to get his freshman into the ballgame. Also in the game is Connor Betancourt, a 6-foot junior. There's a steal by Eskel after the inbound, and Galloway will bring it in the front court. Down low goes to LeConte. LeConte tries to work inside, can't do it. Kick it out to Dean. Dean's long jumper off the mark won't go. Rebound by Flores. Remember, Flores is just a sophomore, a talented one, the 5'10 sophomore, 17 points in this ballgame. Up top it goes to Gutierrez. Gutierrez to Betancourt to Flores, who cuts baseline, and he's fouled as he attempts the reverse lay-in. Echo has done a nice job with that play. The point guard out near half court will throw it into the elbow. The player catches that ball, has his back to the basket, then kind of a spin and baseline cut pass, usually to Flores. Flores hits the free throw. He's got 18 points now. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. And another line change for the Irish as the starting group comes back in. Wales, Leahy, Roach, Payne, and Cox. Flores' second free throw is also good. Excellent night for C.J. Flores. 19 points for the 5'10 sophomore. Cox on the left wing to Roach. Irish down 58-29. Their record will fall to 3-3. The Cougars will improve on their impressive record, going to 9-1. Inside pass for Payne to a wide-open Cox. Cox misses it badly, but the long rebound chased down by Wales, who gets it inside to Leahy, and he's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Jeremiah Cox wide open underneath. He just banged it off the glass. Took everybody by surprise. Wales, I think, was just going to hustle back and play defense, and the ball went out for him. Instead, Leahy will shoot free throws after the Echo foul. Garrett has 2 points in the ballgame. He was the leading rebounder for the Irish in the first half, but the Sales didn't get many. They were out-rebounded 25-9 in the first half. Garrett had 3 of those 9 rebounds. He hits the first free throw. 6'3 senior has 3 points. Garrett's second one is also good. Nice shot at the line for Garrett Leahy. Irish down 58-31. Lady Irish will take on the Lady Cougars in the second half of this doubleheader. Played here at Whitman College in the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. Gutierrez goes baseline. He goes up for the shot. Blocked by Jeremiah Cox. His long pass up the right side. Caught by Roach. Roach and Flores collide, and that's going to be a foul on C.J. Flores. That's his second. Fifth on the team. Third foul on Flores, excuse me. Not a shooting foul, so the Irish will inbound it. Up top to Hayne. Hayne looking inside for Wales. Underneath, he goes up strong, can't finish. Rebound, Leahy's foul. The Sales shot chart around that basket is pretty efficient as far as getting opportunities, but a lot of open circles. You usually put the circle where they shoot it from, and then you put an X in the circle if they make it. Not many makes. Garrett Leahy, though, back at the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 a moment ago. This one is short off the front iron. The Sales just one field goal in the second half. That by Travis Hayne in the third quarter. 2:12 to go in the game. Irish down 58-31. Leahy's second free throw is good. After 16 first quarter points, the Sales has been able to put up just 16 the rest of the way. 2 minutes to go in the contest. Enright on the right wing up top to Gutierrez. Gutierrez looking inside, gets it to Betancourt at the elbow. Back in the corner to Enright. In the right corner, Roach on him. Up top to Gutierrez. Echo being very patient inside. 2 minutes to go. We've got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be called on Connor Betancourt, the 6-foot junior, trying to get to that elbow and using his elbows to get position is called for the offensive foul. Only 3 seniors on this Echo team. 4 juniors, a couple of sophomores and a freshman. So a balanced experience-wise, good-looking ball club. They don't have much height, but they make it up with the quickness. Pass inside Hayne to Leahy. Leahy has a block, but he's fouled. I think that's going to be on Gutierrez. We'll check. Yes, it is. That's Gutierrez's second. And Garrett Leahy will go back to the free throw line for the third time in this quarter. Irish down by 26 points, 58-32. Garrett misses the first one. Misses them both. So Garrett, after hitting his first 2 attempts, is 1 for his last 4. He has all 3 of DeSales' fourth quarter points. No field goals for the Irish. Lob inside to Betancourt, stripped by Hayne. So the Irish get the turnover with the defense. Now Cox will push it in the front court. Finds Roach wide open underneath. Roach misses a lane, gets a ball back, misses the Gambetti's foul. Man, DeSales just missing point-blank shot after point-blank shot. I don't think it would make a difference in the win-loss column at the end of this game, but it certainly would make it a lot closer, a lot more competitive. Riley Roach, who scored 5 early points in that first quarter when DeSales hung in there with the fast-paced Echo Cougars and trailed 24-16, but the Irish offense has struggled since then. Riley misses both free throws. Wales with the offensive rebound goes up strong and finishes it. Wales has 4. 58-34 to Sales down with 1 minute to go. Irish will move into the loser's bracket of the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic Tournament. They'll play tomorrow at noon against the loser of the Stanfield University prep game, which is going to be played at the end of this tournament. First day of the tournament over on the main floor. Pass inside by Gutierrez, stolen away by Leahy. 38 seconds left. Jeremiah Cox will dribble to the elbow, kick in the left corner to Wales. Now up top to Hain. Hain will fire the 3. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound by the Irish. Wales won't go. Loose ball picked up by Leahy out to Cox. He'll fire the 3. It won't go. DeSales hit just 1 3-pointer in this game. That came in the second quarter by Cameron Richmond. Irish freshman getting his first varsity minutes of the year. And the Cougars will just dribble out the final 10 seconds, and the Irish will fall to 3-3 as the Echo Cougars' 8-1 record is legit. They move to 9-1 with a 58-34 win. We'll be right back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. GISA, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of GISA's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GISAHomeLoans.com. GISA, it's where you belong. GISA Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on the World Wide Web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
It's one of the best times of year to purchase a vehicle. It's Toyota-thon. We now have the inventory to make you some of the best deals of the year. Interest rates as low as 0% for 60 months and rebates up to $2,500. We've pulled out all the stops to make this the biggest event ever. But Toyota-thon doesn't last long. Call or visit us today and get behind the wheel of a quality Toyota vehicle. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla. Great people, great prices, and quality Toyotas.
Everybody gets a great deal.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the boys' teams have left the floor, and the Irish girls have taken the floor. It's a flip-flop of what normally happens here on KHSS. Usually it's a girls-boys doubleheader. Tonight, in the first round of the D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic, it's a boys-girls doubleheader, and the Irish boys struggled. Losing 58-34, very fast-paced game in the first quarter. The Echo Cougars came in with an 8-1 record. Obviously, yours truly, Mike Spees, didn't see them play this year. They were a small team, only 3 seniors on the roster, but they were fast. They'd run up down the floor. They might miss the lane, but there was a guy right behind them to follow it up and put it in. But the Irish, after getting down right away in the first quarter, they got some hustle going on of their own. And DeSales had four, five, six different players score 16 total points in that first quarter, but they gave up 24 and found themselves down 24-16. But offensively, 16 points is all right. The defense, not so good. The defense stepped up a little bit in the second quarter, held Echo to 12 second-quarter points, but the Irish began to struggle in the second quarter, scoring just 9 points, and it would get much worse in the second half. The Irish are down by 12 or 11 at the half. They got it down to, 9 on the Travis Hayne basket to start the third quarter. But that would be the last field goal of the quarter. The Irish are outscored 10-4 in the third quarter, would make only one more field goal in the fourth quarter, and we're outscored 12-5. So DeSales, after 16 first-quarter points, scored only 18 the rest of the ball game. They slowed the Cougars down somewhat. I think it was by Coach Ben Campbell's choice that the Cougars slowed it down somewhat, and they beat DeSales 58-34. Let's look at the scoring in the ball game. The Cougars played 10 players, 8 of them scored. 2 points for Dolphin Hughes, 2 points for Glenn Swanger, 2 points for Dylan Enright, 4 points for Brian Gutierrez, 8 points for Trave Moffitt. He had 6 in the first quarter. And then 3 players in double figures for Echo. Jeremy Cisneros, a 5'9 senior, had 10 points. Esau Ibarra, a 5'7 senior, had 11 points. And then C.J. Flores, a talented 5'10 senior, 19 points. He had 10 in the first quarter, 13 by halftime on 3 three-pointers. He scored 2 in the third quarter, 4 more in the fourth quarter. He is a solid player. 19 points, a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 4 DeSales, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different players scored, but none reached double figures. Darryl Galloway, 2 points. 3 points for Cameron Richmond, the freshman's first varsity game. He hit a 3 in the second quarter. 4 points for Jeremiah Cox, all in the second quarter, which was the high water mark for the Irish, as Cox scored the first 4 points of the second quarter, got the Irish within 28-24, but that was it for offensive production for the most part for the game for DeSales. Nick Wales had 4 points. Riley Roach had 5, all in the first quarter, and leading DeSales in scoring, Travis Hayne, 7 points. The Irish got to the free throw line quite a bit there in that fourth quarter, hit just 3 of 8 in the quarter, shot 7 of 16 from the line for the game. The Cougars were 8 of 12 from the stripe. Well, the Irish boys drop into the loser's bracket. They will play at noon tomorrow against the loser of the Stanfield. Or check that. I got a girls and a boys bracket. Yeah, they'll play the loser of the Stanfield University prep game that's about to start over in the main gym here at Sherwood Center. And when we come back, we'll have girls basketball action as the Irish girls take on the Echo girls in the winner's bracket. Echo's boys, by the way, will advance in the winner's bracket and play the winner of the University Prep Stanfield game. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking girls basketball on this double-header broadcast, 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of the loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pet. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers assistance by phone for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.